Psalm 95. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. When you come before the presence of God, it doesn't mean you've got to go up to heaven. God's presence can be manifest here on earth in various ways, and in those days it was particularly through coming before perhaps the priest or the tabernacle. These places and people represented God. They were not God himself, but they represented God. And of course, this was above all things true in the Lord Jesus, that he was not God, and yet he manifested God. He represented God to a very intense extent. For Yahweh is a great God and a great King above all gods. For in his hand are the deep places of the earth, the strength of the hills, that's the high places, is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. So, as you look around creation, you see God's handiwork. All this that we see was designed by God. As you can see, the closer you look at what God has made, the more beauty is revealed. Whereas the closer you look at what man makes, the more it becomes apparent that it just looks nice externally. And really, creation is a reason to praise God. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Now, I think that when we pray in our own private prayers, we should kneel down. And that's clearly what David did here. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. He is our Maker. He's our Creator. And when we pray, we are absolutely in his presence. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation. So God grieved for Israel in the wilderness. And I said, it is a people that do go wrong in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swore in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Well, these words are quoted in the New Testament about us, and they apply to us. And Paul says, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart. And so the Bible is a living word. What was true for Israel in the wilderness, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. This was true at the time of Psalm 95, whenever that was exactly, and it was true in the first century, and it is true now. There is an urgency and an intensity to life that this day matters, that our days matter, that now we have the wonderful opportunity. And you notice the emphasis upon the heart. He says, this is a people who always go wrong in their heart. And that's why he says, harden not your heart, as Israel did. Now, the heart is the mind. And the point is, it's who you are when nobody's looking. It's what you think about. So you go to sleep at night, when you wake up in the morning. That is what is so critically important to God.